Coming out of high school in Nebraska, Kyle Emanuel had the choice of walking on for his home state Cornhuskers or taking a scholarship to an FCS school, North Dakota State. He chose North Dakota State and doesn't regret it, even though he believed he could have competed at a high level in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think I could have done it, but it's just the fact, just my experience at NDSU and everything I had going there is just something I would have never traded. Obviously, you know, I was a huge Husker fan growing up, and I know I would have had a good experience there. But you just can't replace the 4 or 5 years that I had at NDSU.
That experience included leading his team to a fourth straight FCS national championship in 2014 with 19.5 sacks. The defensive end was named the FCS Defensive Player of the Year, and while there will be a transition from that level in college to the NFL, Emanuel knows plenty of others from the Missouri Valley Conference have successfully made that jump.
I guess I'm not really concerned with where it fits in, but as far as competition, you know, the FCS is, there's great competition in the FCS. There's you know, a number of guys every single year that come from the FCS that end up playing in the NFL. There's also a number of FBS transfers. You know, Illinois State, we play them in the national title. They had, you know, I don't know exactly the number, but they had a ton of guys coming from FBS competition. So it is great competition, and I think the FCS is starting to, you know, get a little respect in that aspect.
At 6'3", 255, Emanuel will most likely be moved to outside linebacker in the pros, which will bring pass coverage responsibilities he wasn't required to execute often. But that's just another challenge he'll take on as he hopes to realize the dream he's had since first putting on pads in third grade.
It's been a dream of mine to be a professional athlete for a long time. You know, I played everything in a small town Nebraska as a small town Nebraska kid. So, you know, one day I would want to be a professional baseball player. The next day I'd want to be a professional basketball player. The next day football. So, I've just loved sports my whole life, and it's just, you know, unbelievable opportunity to be able to be here and have a chance to play in the NFL.